Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we dive into the RV Navy sham controversy, Boris triumphs in the United Kingdom, and illegals get driver's licenses in New York. Buckle up, we got a great show in store for you. Before we go any further, type in Charlie Kirk Show right now to your podcast provider. Press subscribe. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Go to your liberal friend, take their phone, type in Charlie Kirk Show, press subscribe, because that helps us surge in the charts and beat Rachel Maddow. So do that right now. We got an amazing show in store for you. We are right here on the heels of Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. And oh yeah, we also got a little James Comey news. Surprise, surprise, he's a liar. Buckle up, everybody, because it's going to be a great one. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Charlie Kirk Show. We are on the heels of our Turning Point USA Student Action Summit, coming to you from Palm Beach, Florida, or as the great Rush Limbaugh calls it, Southern Command. We are not far from go time at Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. Probably too late for you guys to attend, but if you guys really want to go, you can go to tpusa.com/SAS and give it a shot. We got some really big speakers still to be announced, but the ones we got announced are pretty amazing. We got Ben Shapiro, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Candace Owens, Dan Crenshaw, and so many others, Donald Trump Jr. as well. Over the weekend, I always love watching college football. You guys know this. I talk about it a lot on the show. Go Ducks. They're in the Rose Bowl. And just one of my favorite games to watch every single year. Not because of their offense. Definitely not the best offensive schemes. And I actually have a whole strategy that they shouldn't have to run the triple option. I have this whole philosophy around it. I think the triple option is outdated. And people say, oh, they have to run it because they're outsized. Well, I don't understand why the triple option is the only offense you think you can run because you're outsized. How about a little more innovation? How about some more motion spread offense? There's so much stuff they could be doing instead of the triple option. Not a huge fan of that. Nevertheless, Navy ends the season as a rated team, and they had two losses. Pretty amazing. Two lost Navy. Army had won the last couple years, and then Navy won. Navy traditionally in the last couple decades has really dominated the series. And then something happened. The president was there. He was going back and forth and back and forth. It's kind of funny. I heard the president talk at a private gathering later that night, Saturday night, and he was joking. He said, Crooked Hillary could not have done that event. He said, Crooked could not have done that. He said, sir, please go stand and for 9 seconds in the Army end zone. Sir, please go send for 9 seconds in the Navy end zone. He's crisscrossing back and forth, and he had a great amount of humor about it. We love our president. He does such a great job. But look, it's such a patriotic event. It occurs every single year. The president went and was warmly received. Thousands of our future soldiers and officers who are willing to put their lives on the line for our country were there. You're not going to see any players kneeling at this game, let me tell you what. But that did not stop the mainstream media from politicizing this heroic an historic event. If you don't know what happened, buckle up. It's pretty unbelievable. We'll give you all the details and a shocking admission from the New York Times in just 1 second. But first, you've heard me talk about Raycon's wireless earbuds and how much I love mine. They're half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds I've used, and they sound just as amazing. And if you haven't bought a pair, today's your lucky day. Raycon just released their best model yet, the E25s. E25s. Mr. Producer is wearing them right now. He's got his shoes, he's got his watch, and he's got his Raycon earbuds. They have 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design that gives you a nice noise isolating fit. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable, perfect for the on-the-go listening and for taking phone calls. I love them. Mr. Producer loves them. Unlike some of the other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems. You've heard me talk about how the company was co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Cardi B, Melissa Etheridge, Brandy, J.R. Smith. They're all obsessed with Raycons. Please pick up a pair and you got to see what the hype is all about. So here's what you do. It's a great Christmas gift. You want a Christmas gift? I'm giving you an opportunity for a discounted 15% off Christmas gift with no stems, no wires. Here's what you do. Go to buyraycon.com/Kirk. That's buyraycon.com/Kirk for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. That's buyraycon.com/Kirk. I'm going to repeat it one more time. buyraycon.com/Kirk. So Hamdiya Ahmed, a model and activist. She's on Twitter. Is that what she's on? Okay. She apparently broke this, quote, news. Again, it's not news, okay? This is the most ridiculous fake story, which essentially I'm going to try the best to describe it because it really, if I could show you the video in 5 seconds, you'd understand what it was. And it was she tweeted about it, and it was immediately picked up by USA Today and other media outlets, the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, blah, 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 all the rest. So what was the news? Well, it was that West Point and Naval Cadets, both of them, they both flashed the, quote, okay hand sign, which has been co-opted allegedly, and this is the most ridiculous thing ever, as a white supremacist hand sign. Growing up, we used to play the okay game all the time, the circle game, is that what they call it? So essentially it was, if you could get someone to look below your waist at you making the circle with your hand gesture, then you're able to hit them as hard as you want to, right? Was that how it worked? I don't know how it worked out in your school, but the way it worked out in our school, if you get someone to look at this, you could hit them really hard. You had to hit them with the knuckle, though. That's the way it worked. You know what's so funny? I just think this is so unbelievable that, you know, I have our producer team here, and they're all nodding their head, and we all went to different high schools at different times all across the country. We're all playing the same game. It's just amazing how culture spreads that way. How, you know, that's a different podcast for a different time, but how people have the same sort of games, the same sort of traditions. Anyway, but the New York Times even admitted that the idea of this hand sign being anything more than just a game is nothing more than a hoax. And the New York Times said this: it started in 2017 as a hoax. Some users of 4chan, an anonymous and unrestricted online message board, began what they called Operation OKKK. To see if they could trick the wider world, and especially liberals and the mainstream media, into believing that the innocuous gesture was actually a clandestine symbol of white power. We must flood Twitter and other social media sites with spam, claiming that the OK signal is a symbol of white supremacy, one of the users posted, going to suggest that everyone involved to create a fake social media accounts with basic white girl names to propagate this notion as widely as possible. So something that everyone agrees started as a hoax and has been co-opted by a small group of honestly not good people, has now been wrongfully attached to brave future service members, people who are going to potentially put their lives on the line, all in an effort to paint a picture that Trump's America's racist, divided place. The media has now gone after these guys, trying to find out their history, trying to find out information about them. It is totally a disgrace. And by the way, there's a picture of 12 black cadets from West Point that were doing the black power sign a couple years ago. I think that's, I guess it's fine. I mean, some people might have trouble with it, but that actually means something. This is a joke, and they're trying to go after patriotic, soon-to-be heroes of our country, all because they hate Trump so much. It is a total and complete disgrace. But in better news, the UK elections. I was so pleased to hear this. We have Turning Point UK. Turning Point UK, which is run by Ali Ansfeld. He's a total patriot. Well, he's a patriot of the UK, so I can't call him an American patriot. He's a British patriot, I guess. Look, the results were so unbelievable. It was a total and complete repudiation of all things Jeremy Corbyn, Bernie Sanders, Marxist, socialist, collectivism, garbage. How's that for a summary? It was a conservative win with a landslide of a majority of 80 seats. It was the biggest majority since 1987, making a net gain of 48 seats and winning 43.6% of the vote, the highest since 1979. This was a disaster for Labour. So if you don't know what Labour is, Labour is basically their Democrat Party that has gone farther and farther to the left. Big surprise why, right? It's kind of like our politics, making a net loss of 60 seats while winning 32.1% of the vote. Super low. The Scottish Nationalist Party, SNP, I'm Scottish, Kirk means church, going all the way back to William Wallace, we have genealogy in our family, made a net gain of 13 seats and won 3.9% of the vote. They tend to, of course, be a very pro-Brexit part of the movement. The Liberal Democrats improved their vote share to 11% in the election, but a net loss of 1% or one seat. This is a huge win for Brexit. Nigel Farage, leader of the Brexit Party, which is only weeks old, bowed out of any competitive race. Just credit to Nigel Farage. In fact, let's play some tape from our interview with Nigel Farage talking about the need for a clean Brexit against the UK elites. And if you guys want to listen to my exclusive interview with Nigel Farage, go to charliekirk.com. That's charliekirk.com. Get your swag as well. Just let's play a little bit of tape, just so you guys get some idea of some of the flow, some of the energy, some of the relationship we have with Nigel Farage. I want to give a shout out to him. He's a great human being. I was going to say he's a great American patriot, but that wouldn't make any sense. But I guess he's that too. Why not? He's all sorts of great things. We love Nigel Farage. Let's play some tape. Best hits of Charlie Kirk sitting now on The Charlie Kirk Show. And if you guys want to listen to this, go back in the archives of The Charlie Kirk Show. Make sure you're subscribed. Press every single download on the way. Subscribe, 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 subscribe. Play tape.
So when is the next election?
Well, I would say this to you. It's not supposed to be until 2022, but...
Jeez, that's a fuck time.
But... I would put it 50%. It'll come this autumn.
Wow.
And if Boris is brave, if Boris...
He'll call an election? Or
he will say, we are leaving on the 31st of October. I will not listen to all the negativity. The House of Commons will refuse. Mm. He will then say, well, if you won't support me, let's see if the British people will support me. And if he does it, he'll be a hero.
This was a massive indictment of Jeremy Corbyn, this recent election. Socialism and anti-Semitism. It's unbelievable. And by the way, exit from the EU will happen. And let's play another tape of what, and honestly, I was skeptical of Boris Johnson. I'm still skeptical of Boris Johnson. Let's play tape of what Nigel Farage said about Boris Johnson in the interview as well.
Look, Boris is lively, entertaining, fun, makes people smile. They're all good things. But if you ask me, what does Boris Johnson really believe in his heart? Mm-hmm. I'd struggle to answer.
Yeah.
I'd struggle to answer. I mean, he's actually a very metropolitan liberal figure in many ways. However, Boris did one very important thing. He came out for the Brexit side in the referendum. Now, no one knew whether he would. There was big speculation as to what he would do. He came out for the Brexit side and he helped. He really genuinely helped. So he's now nailed on as a Brexiteer. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a Brexiteer Prime Minister on July 22nd. The question is, unless he really believes in it with his heart and soul, is he going to be able to deliver it? Because he is going to have to face down Parliament, which is still a very globalist Remain Parliament. And I mean this. I want Boris to succeed. I want Boris to succeed because I want this country free of the shackles of this appalling bureaucracy in Brussels. I want to re-engage more deeply with the United States of America and many of our other friends around the world. And I hope Boris does it.
So let's see Boris Johnson. And by the way, I do have to say, I love Boris Johnson coming out to the fake news media. Did you guys see this? He went out to the fake news media over the weekend and trolled them. And he said, I have some fresh tea for you, and didn't answer any of their questions. It was hilarious. But hopefully Boris Johnson can get a clean break from the European Union, the Marxist socialist compact that is centered out of Brussels, that is globalism within Europe. Bad, bad, bad. I hope for a total and complete clean break from the European Union. By the way, this has extra restriction. This is extra rules, extra regulation that makes it harder for the United Kingdom and for the West to be able to do business and to be able to compete in the Western world. I have to say that this is a really, really important thing that they're able to exit from the European Union. But if you're watching your favorite reality shows without playing this amazing service, Fanium, you're missing out on half the fun while watching reality TV, including sports, by the way, including sports. With Fanium, that's F-A-N-I-U-M, you can play against your friends and win real prizes by predicting what will happen in your favorite shows. And guess what? It's all free. Some of your favorite former contestants write the questions and play along with you on the Fanium app. Check in on the leaderboard to compare scores with your friends and to see if your name, you top that with real prizes. They're up to $500 in prizes a day. All of your shows are on Fanium and give your TV watching experience more excitement. There's no other reality prediction show like Fanium on the planet. I have the app. It's great. I like to play along with so many other people, including they got sports coming out, which I really enjoy. So start playing Fanium right now and bring some extra excitement in your television watching experience. Download Fanium in the Apple or Android App Store and use that promo code Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, to get into exclusive games. That is Fanium, F-A-N-I-U-M. If you remember back to the Brexit referendum back in the summer of 2016, that was months before the historic landslide election of President Donald Trump, where he won in a way that no one thought was possible with well more than 300 electoral votes. I think that this new recent UK election is also a canary in the coal mine and a harbinger for things to come. In fact, President Donald Trump, large in part, called himself Mr. Brexit. He called himself, I'm going to be the Brexit candidate, and people laughed at him. And I think this is nothing but good things and smooth sailing and green ahead for President Donald Trump coming up into 2020. There's been a lot of news about immigration that we want to share with you here on the Charlie Kirk Show. So first, catch and release. The Migrant Protection Protocols, otherwise known as MPP, or Remain in Mexico, is totally working. New numbers released by the San Diego Union Tribune indicate that only 0.1% of asylum seekers are granted asylum in the United States since the program has been put into effect. Now, you have to remember that most of these migrants are really economic migrants. But just because you want to have a better life, that does not give you a right to break into the United States. Look, I have compassion for people in some of these places, but I do not have compassion for people breaking our laws and entering our country illegally. And that does not mean that you should qualify for asylum. For far too long, they've taken advantage of asylum loopholes, and migrants have been released into the interior to await a court case, and they never show up. So President Trump instituted MPP or remain, and now folks have to stay in Mexico as they wait. It's been almost a year since the government began sending asylum seekers back to Mexico, and only 11 people have been granted asylum. That accounts for a rate of less than 1%. Good job, President Trump, for negotiating a successful deal. So don't believe the sob stories from the press. This is a correction to a system that has been gamed by immigration advocates. Illegal immigration advocates. I don't even like that term. How about border jumping advocates? How about border hopping advocates? How about line cutting advocates? I'm so sick and tired of this term, immigration advocates. Social justice warriors and Democrats. You're cutting in line. You're not immigrating. If you cut in line, that is not the same as waiting your turn to come into our country legally. And so, by the way, you saw this at the same time while driver's licenses were now granted in New York City. So today, a new law went into effect in the state of New York, not just New York City, that allows illegal immigrants. I'm reading off a news thing, so I'm getting a little upset because they have this term undocumented as if it's like a paperwork error, like it's a clerical error. Oh, I'm sorry. I lost my credit card application. No. You broke the law. You came into our country. You committed a felony, you cut in line, and you robbed somebody else of the opportunity to come into this country. You are a criminal in our country. That's what you are. You are a criminal, and now you get a driver's license. We give criminals driver's licenses. Meanwhile, Roger Stone and Paul Manafort go to prison for God knows how long, and these criminals, they get driver's licenses. It's unbelievable. We need to become much stricter on immigration in our country, or else we're going to lose our country altogether. And guess what? I think there was even a news story around this where people were bragging that they could possibly vote. This is so dangerous for our country. And by the way, this guy, and I'm gonna try to pronounce his last name, but I'm probably gonna screw it up, okay? His name is Luis Sepulveda. Is that right? Sepulvedia? I mean, no disrespect by his name. I'm not trying to marginalize it, but his quote, I will attack his quote, okay? I know nothing about this guy. He said this, quote, theoretically, they, meaning illegals, could now have the ability to vote. Right now, I'm going to tweet this out right now. Again, this is unbelievable. And politicians, Democrat politicians are now admitting that illegal border jumping, line cutting criminals that are illegals in our country could now have the right to vote. This is foreign interference in our elections. This is a corruption of every institution that we hold near and dear. And the liberal outlets are just so excited. And by the way, I come from a state and I fled this state proudly. I fled Illinois proudly because they're a joke. It's a disaster because they gave illegals driver's licenses. You know what they should give illegals? They should give them a one-way ticket back to their country saying, you're deported, you're done, you broke the law to come into our country. I don't understand why we make such a big deal about deportation. Oh, we have to be humane. Hold on a second. What was humane about them breaking our laws to come into here? This is why we need the wall. This is why we need ICE. We need strict immigration. It's either we're a nation of laws or not. And this is what I was talking about. I talk about this a lot. The more laws, the less justice. We want strict enforcement of the few laws that we should have on the books of immigration. How about this? In order to stay in this country, you need to be a legal inhabitant of the country. You broke the law to come into our country. Believe in sovereignty or not. And you need to be a nation of laws or else you delve into chaos. And people say, well, Charlie, that doesn't sound very Christian of you. But do you know what? First and foremost, Jesus Christ said, you must go forth and spread the gospel in all nations. And within a nation is sovereignty. Okay? First and foremost. Number two, there's nothing humane or moral about taking in unlimited amounts of people that you can't take care of. And when you can't even take care of your own people. That's number two. And by the way, this does not make their home countries any richer, any stronger, or more competitive at all. In fact, it turns a blind eye to the problems that are structurally of the cartels running Mexico, which should be deemed as foreign terrorist organizations, and they have been. We should treat them as foreign terrorist organizations, seize their assets, kill the ones that go after women and children, and arrest the other ones. Or the problems in Guatemala, or the problems in Honduras. And this is a huge issue. States that have allowed illegals to have driver's licenses, New York, California, Washington, Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, Illinois, DC, Hawaii, Delaware, Connecticut. Is it any coincidence that all these states have historically voted Democrat and now they went against Trump in 2016? It's no coincidence at all. And by the way, we hear all the time, oh, voter fraud, it's just a conspiracy theory. It's just a conspiracy, you're just a conspiracy theorist, Charlie. But all across the country, we see voter rolls that are wrong. This is especially true in areas with more illegals. This is a huge problem, folks. We are going to lose our country if we do not address this. And by the way, the left always likes to say, well, we believe in the Constitution. Can you point to me the Constitution where it says that foreign nationals should be able to stay here illegally? Can you just show me where in the Constitution that says that's okay? Either we're a nation of laws or just a mishmash of whatever law you want to live in, and it's just a total mess. And right now, the Democrats are trying to create societal and cultural chaos in our country so that they can have political control long-term. They want a political monopoly long-term through this. It's a total disaster. And I'm very, very upset that Republicans are not speaking out against this. And by the way, you see these videos. These videos are unbelievable. You see the lines? There were lines around the corner for illegals to get driver's licenses in New York City. It's so disturbing. And this will ensure Democrat control long-term for our country. We need a wall. We need to deport illegals. And we have to be very firm and very strict on this. I'm so upset. And I see, by the way, if it wasn't for the President of the United States, we wouldn't be talking about immigration in our country. We would not be talking about immigration. It's one of the biggest issues in our country, and people are conveniently and selectively ignoring it. I think this is something that if we do not address firmly, our country will be soon completely and totally unrecognizable. I want to be very clear about something. By the way, I do want to play tape about me talking about why we need a wall. We played about this before, but repetition is the soul of memory. This tape has over 30 million views on social media, and it factually talks about this in a great way. So we'll play tape in just a second. But anytime anyone ever tries to sell you this is about race, I've not talked about race once. I want you to be deported if you're an illegal from anywhere across the world. Anywhere. I don't care about the race. I care about whether or not you're following our laws. I care about our values. I care about the Constitution. And I care about equal application of the law. And when we have unequal application of the law, we have total and complete societal chaos. So let's play tape.
Three quick things. Number one, I'm going to say some facts. I'm going to talk about fairness. Then I'm going to talk about sovereignty. Some facts. An illegal alien in the state of Arizona is twice as likely to commit a crime versus a natural-born citizen. Fact. 90% of all heroin and fentanyl come across the southern border. Fact. Over 10,000 kids are illegally sex trafficked across the southern border every single year. Fact. We have 56,000 illegal immigrants in our federal prison system. Fact. And countless in our state penitentiary system. $135 billion a year. That's how much is the financial burden on U.S. taxpayers every single year that illegal immigrants drain from our system. Fact. You put all that together, that's a pretty compelling argument that we have some problems with our southern border. Those are some facts. Number two is fairness. As Candace said, it is not fair to the people in Bolivia. It's not fair to the people in Bangladesh. And it's not fair to the people in Belarus that had to wait in line, fill out an application form, not commit a crime, and then wait a decade to come into this country to maybe have a chance to become an American. It is not fair to them. Number three is sovereignty. Why do walls matter? Why do borders matter? Borders are a physical representation of when good ideas begin and bad ideas start. If you don't believe me, just ask East and West Germany, or at North or South Korea. If you believe in open borders, you do not believe in the physical delineation of where good ideas start and bad ideas start. The wall right now is not only important for facts, not only important the facts I mentioned, the fairness, but also the sovereignty. We are not Mexico. We have a unique culture. We have a unique identity. The Mexican culture is something that should be appreciated and understood, but our culture is much different and has outpaced them over the last 50 years. And to say that we should have open borders and we should have some sort of transferable citizenship cheapens the idea of the American identity and culture, the people that have waited in line, and the tens of millions of immigrants that have to fly halfway across the world to come into this country. So those are the three reasons I would give to build the wall, build it quickly, build it high, build it wide, with a big door so everyone can come in legally. Thank you.
So that was me breaking down why we need a wall. And by the way, don't you love the left? They say, oh, well, we cannot have certain parts of the country enforce their own exemptions of laws and enforce their own exemptions of jurisdictions. And we have to be very careful of this. And at the same time, they allow sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities should be defunded. Illegals should be totally and completely deported. And this sort of selective enforcement, they don't actually care about the people. They don't. They only care about the power. Never forget that. The left does not care about people. They only care about power. And they're using illegals as instruments to try to get more political power long term. This is something that's a huge concern for our country and needs pressing and pressing focus. Immigration is the number one issue in America. And we as conservatives and constitutional lovers have to understand that if we do not address this issue quickly and in support of the president, our country will be in very, very bad shape. It's mid-December. Every game in the NFL means so much more, and all is on the line with huge playoff implications. So right now, our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One, BetOnline.ag. So go right now to BetOnline.ag. We got some big games coming up. We got Buffalo at New England. We got the Rams at San Francisco. We got New Orleans at Tennessee. We got Kansas City at Chicago. Green Bay at Minnesota. BetOnline.ag. Don't forget that promo code Podcast One. So I'm going to give you guys some picks. I think Buffalo wins at New England. I think San Francisco wins against the Rams. New Orleans at Tennessee. I like The Saints go marching in and will win in Nashville. Kansas City at Chicago. Patrick Mahomes, I think, will beat my Bears. Green Bay at Minnesota. I think that Green Bay will actually, no, I want Kirk Cousins to win. I think Minnesota will win. I got to stay very consistent here. Got some big bowl games coming up. We got the college football playoff. We got Clemson and Ohio State. That game is going to be unbelievable. LSU at against Oklahoma. I don't want to say that's going to be I think LSU is going to win by 20 points, but that's just, LSU's the best team in the country. We got Burrow. Burrow won the Heisman. Congratulations to Joe Burrow. And just part of me just really wants to see Jalen Hurts play up against Joe Burrow. You got two transfer quarterbacks. I love that. Jalen Hurts is one of my favorite college athletes out there. He handled that transfer so well. I love that. Love that story and the fact that Jalen Hurts is in the college football playoff and his teammates at Alabama aren't. I don't know why that brings me joy, but that brings me Christmas joy. I just have to say that brings me great happiness, the fact that Alabama is not in the college football playoff. But if you guys disagree and want to get on the action, go to betonline.ag. Use that promo code podcast1 for your 50% sign-up bonus. Go Ducks, betonline.ag. Get in on the action. So some awesome news. Wall Street hits a new record high again. Stocks hit record highs on Monday and were on pace for their fourth straight gain as a so-called phase one trade deal between China and the United States clears the path for higher for Wall Street to end a banner year. It's a good thing. I'm glad President Trump's negotiated this with China. I think in term two, he should get much harsher on China. We should have permanent tariffs against China. I think China is America's greatest enemy, and I think they should be treated as an enemy with tariffs, if not sanctions. I don't think we need China. China needs us. But I understand getting a deal done before the election. I hope we get some growth out of it. And long term, I hope we squeeze China and squeeze them and squash them like a bug. Because they hate us, they hate our country, the Chinese Communist Party. They want nothing to do with our values. I hope you guys go right now to Made in America. There's a great website. I actually tweeted it out. Find out the right link. Don't buy anything from China this holiday season. Don't do it. I'm telling you right now, don't buy Chinese products. Instead, support your country. Buy things that are made in America. People that just try to make a buck and try to, oh, I need to go make it in China because I have to please my consumer. That's nonsense. There's so many great products that are made in America. I understand the president making this deal with China. That's fine. But China hates our guts, everybody. It's either you love your country or you want to maximize every single dollar so that you can make China rich, okay? If the Chinese Communist Party continues to rule with China with an iron fist, I want nothing to do with that sort of trade negotiation. I refuse to buy any products that are made in China. I refuse any of that whatsoever. And when I do, I give people a really hard time. When people give me stuff from China, I say, I don't like that. I just don't. But I do understand that certain people need a divestment period. Good on Apple. Apple just opened up that facility in Austin, Texas. And by the way, I need access to cheaper markets to make cheaper things. Fine. They make things in Southeast Asia, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Japan, Korea. There's other countries besides China where you can get access to cheaper labor. But China, they're hacking our cyber grid. They're infiltrating our country. They're building Confucius Institutes. They're building islands in the South China Sea. They are spreading anti-Americanism all over the globe. And we must stand up against this great threat. So don't support an enemy of the United States. Love your country. But I'm glad the president is signing this deal for right now. I hope we get a little bit of growth at it. And I hope you American companies, I'm going to put you guys on notice. We are going to name names. We are, like the Seinfeld episode, name names. We are not going to let you guys go through because it's not okay what you guys have been doing to our country, deteriorating our industrial base. And by the way, there's so many great companies. What's that website called? They have this great a list of American companies just in time for Christmas. Everything you guys might need. And people say, oh, well, it's too expensive. It's like $5 more. You guys get $5 more to support an American patriot, 100% made in America. I tweeted out this link, madeinamerica.com. Highlighting U.S. manufacturers, showing products made in our country. You guys don't need to spend money on this garbage that is made overseas just to save a buck. Support our country. Anyway, I get a little fired up about this. And I hope you guys don't, and just for, I didn't have enough time. Well, right now, you guys haven't noticed, go support our country. Because that's what's important. And we also had this U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. I hear it's good. Some people like it. Some people don't. I'm a little bit melancholy on it because I think right now we need a total recalibration to bring jobs back to our country. And I'm a free market guy, but I'm also sick and tired of driving through rural Ohio and seeing more methadone clinics and more opioid clinics than actual functioning factories while we're shipping jobs overseas. I don't like that. And I want to see more production. I want to see more of a focus on American labor and less of a focus on just trying to make other countries who hate our guts rich. In other news, Comey admits that he has been dead wrong on FISA abuse. James Comey is a liar. During an interview, let's play tape of James Comey with Chris Wallace. This guy basically said he was wrong, overconfident, so on and so forth.
17 significant errors in the FISA process, and you say that it was handled in a thoughtful and appropriate way.
Yeah, he's right. I was wrong. I was overconfident in the procedures that the FBI and Justice had built over 20 years. I thought they were robust enough. It's incredibly hard to get a FISA. I was overconfident in those because he's right. There was real sloppiness. 17 things that either should have been in the applications or at least discussed and characterized differently. It was not acceptable. And so he's right. I was wrong.
But you make it sound like you're a bystander, an eyewitness. You were the director of the FBI while a lot of this was going on, sir.
Sure. I'm responsible for that. That's why I'm telling you, I was wrong. I was overconfident as director in our procedures. And it's important that a leader be accountable and transparent. If I were still director, I'd be saying exactly the same thing that Chris Wray is saying, which is we are going to get to the bottom of this. Because the most important question is it systemic? Are there problems in other cases?
Look, he should have shut up a long time ago, but he kept on talking. Not a fan of James Comey. He should be prosecuted for lying under oath to Congress, but he won't be because there's two tiers of justice, one for people who hate Donald Trump and one for people who love Donald Trump. If you love Donald Trump, you'll probably go to prison if you did nothing wrong. Show me the man. I'll show you the crime. They'll go after you in a way that we've never seen before. But right now, this Christmas season, everybody, I hope you guys will go above and beyond. Understand we are the most generous, benevolent country in the history of the world. Support your neighbor. Give. If you guys had a good year, give above and beyond. Being a successful and rich country means we must be also a generous country. And push the boundaries of what you might consider to be your own limitations of generosity, because America will only continue to be a great country if its people are good. And look out for your fellow neighbors. Support your church. Support your synagogue. And if just go out of the way to text somebody who you know might need an extra meal or who might need something. If you guys are given the blessing of living in this country and you have a little extra money thanks to the Trump economy, the Trump tax cut, and the roaring economy that we're living through and the 3% growth and the 4% growth, then give an extra $50. Give an extra $100 to your church or entrust it with a friend or a family member that might need it. And we are a good country because we are generous to each other. We gave away $500 billion to charity last year, and I really highly encourage you guys to continue to do that and to look out for your fellow Americans. Well, that's all we got right now, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into the Charlie Kirk Show. Go right now to our website, tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com if you want to support our organization before year end. There's some great charities out there. Mission 22 helps with veteran suicide. We're really supportive of that, Mission 22, and also buy your products in America before year end. Deeply passionate about that, and support our sponsors in any way that you might see fit. And please go right now, type in Charlie Kirk Show, go press subscribe. That's the Charlie Kirk Show. Press subscribe, leave a review, and email us at freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. We got more shows coming for you this week, including an AMA. So email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's all I got for you guys. Till next time, this is Charlie Kirk, host of the Charlie Kirk Show. Thanks so much. See you soon.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastone.study and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcastone.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.